If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back in, everybody, to a Football Friday edition of Birds 365. First Football Fridays for the 2024 season with training camp officially underway. Joined now by Ed Kratz, who is down there this week with Johnny Mack at NovaCare. Ed Kratz, how you doing, man? Great to have you on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you, Ed. I don't see you enough this time of year. I'm sure you're thrilled.
You guys are about to get to know each other real fast, real quick.
Good times.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a blank canvas here, Ed, because I don't want to pollute you with my views. What do you like? What do you dislike in the first 2 days of camp?
You have been polluting me with your views all week, John. So why change now? I think what's really stood out to me has been just the play of the offense. When, you know, you go back just 2 months to the spring and, you know, it looked like Jalen Hurts was miles away from getting a grasp of what Kellen Moore wanted him to do. We saw him throw several interceptions, I think 3 or 4. He had a couple more dropped, and, you know, he's throwing the ball over the middle. He just didn't look real comfortable. And you thought, well, this is really going to be a long summer with him trying to figure this thing out. But the offense has come out and has looked pretty good, I think. I mean, I asked Jordan Mulata that yesterday, if he thinks, you know, it looks as crisp as it does to me. And first he said, no, there's something wrong with your eyes. And then he kind of agreed, yeah, it looks crispy, is his word. It does look crispy.
Crispy. Sam Bradford Day, I called it. Ball didn't hit the ground, Ed. Yeah, they were dropping it.
Hurts looks good. And listen, I think this is going to be an offense that, you know, we saw a lot of tight end heavy usage these first couple of days. We saw a lot of motion. And, man, that's really, you know, different than what we've seen in the past. So I think Hurts is going to throw the ball more over the middle. You know, at least that's what these first 2 days have shown me. But then you think back to last summer, and I know it was a different coaching staff, but DeAndre Swift caught like 90 passes.
That's true. Yeah.
And then the curtain went up on the season, and they didn't throw him the ball. Yeah. So, you know, you hope that Kellen
Moore. Remember week one, they were preparing for New England, and DeAndre Swift was working with the receivers and individual drills. And we were all like, whoa, they're going to break out some stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing. Zero.
And it never happened. Yeah. I know. Yeah. So, you know, you see what you see in summer, and you hope that it, you know, translates into the regular season. Kellen Moore, obviously, you know, I was told yesterday by, you know, really plugged in NFL source that Kellen Moore's system is really favorable to quarterbacks. If you can figure it out, quarterbacks can have big seasons in this offense that Kellen Moore designs. We saw Dak Prescott do it. You know, yeah. Justin Herbert got hurt last year. He didn't have a full season with him in L.A. But, you know, listen, if Hurts can figure this out, if he can make the throws that Moore wants him to make, especially over the middle, that just opens up a whole another chapter of the playbook, in my opinion. So that's kind of what stood out to me on the offense. And, you know, I think another takeaway for the defensive side of the ball, and John, you and I have talked about this, is it really hasn't been too many splash plays. And that's because the offense, I think, is just operating at a higher level. And, you know, this is a defense that's young, that's going to take some time to mold, and that's Vic Fangio's job. So really the offense to me is going to have to kind of carry this team early in the year until the defense can kind of get, you know, a little more acclimated to what Fangio wants, a little more experience with these young players. But I think I like so far on the defense, I like Devin White. You know, I think Devin White, I asked him yesterday because to me it looked like he was heavy in the spring, and I asked him if he lost weight. And he said, yeah, he dropped a few pounds. He was in the 240s. He's trying to keep it under 240 pounds because then he can fly. And he just talks like a leader, man. I think this guy is going to be a big addition for a young defense. I think he can still play. I think last year's contract situation really distracted him. I think he was injured. And I think that, you know, he's at a crossroads now, right? One-year deal, $3.5 million. This is a bargain basement price for a player who I think is going to lead this defense. And that's, to me, who kind of has stood out.
That concerns me. That's never a good thing, Ed. When you're leader on your defense, you bought it the Walmart clearance aisle. I don't like that. I don't like
that. It's not like it would be the first time it happened if a bargain basement priced player comes in and shines for a team.
But, you know, if we're playing the odds game, I mean, contracts don't tell you everything, but they tell you a lot. Because there's 31 other teams out there.
Well, if you listen to White, I mean, he was friends with A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts prior to coming here. And they started this group chat. So, listen, there might have been other teams in on him, or maybe there were concerns about his play. But he's 26 years old. He has friends on this team. He tried to recruit N'Kobe Dean to LSU when White was at LSU and N'Kobe was coming into the league. N'Kobe didn't listen. He went to Georgia, had a great career, Butkus Award winner there at Georgia. But, you know, that could be a part of it, too, is he had friends – in the building. He knew Brown and Hurts very well. And we maybe saw that with TJ Edwards. You know, he went to Chicago because that's where he was from. So listen, I'm not concerned at all about the contract. I think, you know, your play speaks a heck of a lot louder than a contract. And I think White has shown me that he can play. I mean, he's flying around sideline to sideline. He looks like he's at the right weight. He doesn't look as slow as I thought he looked in the spring. So I'm encouraged by that.
And he won the Butkus Award, too. You got two Butkus Award winners.
Yeah. How about Zach Vaughn? Did he win the Butkus Award when he was
not. TJ came
in. Fangio loves Zach Vaughn. Fangio talked up Zach Vaughn again on Thursday about how he likes what he brings. So,
yeah, it's interesting. Vic was great. I can't say enough good things about Vic Fangio because I love honesty, and the guy is just brutally honest. And, you know, I'm not sure if that's a good thing, though, from the perspective of a lot of people just take the baton and go the way they want to go with it when people are on. Like, you read the transcript, and he didn't insult Bryce Huff, but a lot of people acted like he did.
Right.
By saying, basically, you know, if they had to play Sunday, he's not ready. You know, but he said he thinks he's going to be ready. He's confident he's going to be ready September 6th. Sometimes honesty isn't good and that's why coaches act the way they act, most of them. Vic, you ask him a question, be careful, because he's going to answer it.
Yeah, love it. True. And that's probably what rubbed some of those Miami Dolphin players the wrong way last year.
Do you think it rubs Bryce Huff the wrong way? I mean, it's a fair question. I liked what he said. I understood what he said. I don't even think he said – Bryce can't be that guy. He just said he's never done it in his career. So it's new for him. And I liked what he said, but any chance that rubs your new shiny toy you signed in the offseason wrong coming into the year?
Yeah, who cares? You know, listen, if it rubs in the wrong way, then take a seat. I mean, listen, it would light a fire under me if I'm a player.
That was my
take. You know, someone comes out and says that about me. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go show the coach. I'm not going to run and hide from it.
I agree.
I'm going to attack it head on. So listen, if you're Bryce Huff and you have that kind of a thin skin, then you know the Eagles made a mistake in signing him to a 3-year contract. You hope it doesn't impact him. I don't think it will. He was asked about it. You know, I thought, you know, one of the people asking the questions was going to get hit on the head because he kept hammering Bryce Huff. Hey, you can't play three downs. What do you think about that? That's what Fangio said. And he kept,
that was,
but yeah, listen, I think Huff will be fine. I mean, I really do. I mean, he's the guy. Fangio likes these guys that can rush and cover, and you know, Huff is going to do that. And if he can't do it, then we'll see who can. I mean, Jalix Hunt to me, on day one, now I didn't see him as much on day two, but day one, he really stuck out to me. I think he's exactly the kind of player Fangio wants. I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles took him because of Fangio, because he's got that safety background.
He does like him. Yeah.
Yeah. And he looked real violent on some of his reps. He, on one rep with the first team, he pushed Jordan Mulata backwards with, you know, he chopped his hands off and used a stiff arm to push Jordan Mulata backward. And I think that caught Mulata by surprise. And then he just abused Fred Johnson, the backup left tackle, on one rep too. So, you know, this kid could be more of a role. And I wrote about it in my overreactions for SI. He could have more of a role than we think, especially because Fangio loves the kid.
I love think that word. Yeah. That's great to hear from him.
I think Jordan and Lane are the same way, and they're just licking their chops until the pads come on.
Yeah.
Say, let's come, young guy. Let's try it. Yep. Let's try it now.
Right, right. And we're licking our chops too, right, John? We can't wait to see the pads come on, man. That's always an exciting time when the pads come on. So I don't know what day that will be. Maybe Tuesday, I guess.
Probably Monday. Probably. I was looking at the acclimation period. I think you're allowed Monday. Doesn't mean you have to, but and Nick will probably, we'll probably ask Nick. Once Nick is talking,
Monday.
Oh, wait, Monday. Yeah.
Yeah. So tomorrow, Saturday's Kellen Moore Saturday, 9:40, practice at 10.
Yeah. So early next week, we'll say. You'll probably see the pads for the first time. And that'll be a big day because you get to see the physicality come back into it. And that's a big part for the Eagles offensive line.
Yeah, no doubt.
Lane and Jordan tend to bully people. and Landon as well, if Landon's back by that point. And that really changes the complexion. The defense as a whole, though, I think, you know, Kellen Moore's got a lot more certainty. I mean, the only surprise to me over the first 2 days is it seems like the tight end two job is Grant Calcaterra's to lose. I didn't expect that. I expected that to be more of a competition. Defensively, Vic's trying to figure it out, and he was honest. You know, linebacker, cornerback, those are the competitive battles, and I think they're different. He's got a bunch of guys I think he knows can play a corner. It's just a matter of finding the best bits for the best positions. And we don't have Cooper DeJean yet as well.
Yeah.
Who's going to be in that mix as well. Linebacker, though, next to because Devin's been sort of the one constant. And then even Jeremiah Trotter Jr. got a couple reps before he cramped up first team reps. Ben Bansumer's gotten them. Zach Bond, he keeps talking about. And then there's N'Kobe Dean, when Vic kind of gave the backhanded slap to him. Well, he's done it in college, but he's got to prove it at this level. A lot of people took that negative. Did you take that negative, Ed Kratz? I think Howie loves N'Kobe.
Yeah, listen, I do too. I mean, it's just been bad luck with the injury last year, and that's going to be the key to his summer is can he be out there every single day? And, you know, I asked Devin White yesterday about N'Kobe, and he said they walked off the field together, and he said, hey, how do you feel? Because you look great. And N'Kobe said, hey, I feel good. I feel comfortable. The more I get out here, the more comfortable I feel, the more fun I'm having. So to me, you know, if he can stay on the field healthy, he'll probably be the starting linebacker next to Devin White, the off-ball linebacker. I think that middle linebacker job is White's. But I think that, you know, we're seeing a lot of mixing and matching to see what, who can play, who can do what, how they can do it, because you never know during the course of a season, especially with Nakobe, if he'll be able to hold up for, the summer and then all 17 games and hopefully beyond if you're the Eagles in the playoffs. So, you have to find out who can do it, if Trotter can do it or Ben Van Sumeren or who was the linebacker that made that pass breakup yesterday? Went left like
Terrell Lewis.
Terrell Lewis. I mean, he made a really nice splash play there with a pass breakup, really went up high to get it. I don't know. Good vertical jump, probably higher than all three of ours combined. So that was nice. So, yeah, it's all about mixing and matching right now if you're Fangio. And that's why I say I think the offense is going to need to carry this team. At least early on, they're going to have to put four touchdowns up, in that opener in Brazil against the Packers.
It's going to be a tough game, that Packers
It is. It really is. And, listen, I don't think it's an easy schedule by any stretch. They only play two home games until November 3rd. Only two home games at the Link, I should say. That Brazil game is a home game, but it's not a home game.
Sao Paulo is not Philadelphia.
No, right. And we already talked about the betting situation and how it's fine to, it's going to be hard to find a bed that's going to hold Jordan Davis and Jordan Mulata and those bigger guys.
Mekhi Becton, you got to get involved.
Yeah, Mekhi Becton. So, yeah, but that's not a home game. So, listen, I think the offense is going to have to really kind of hit the ground running because it's going to take this defense, I think, a little bit of time to figure it out. But I think it's exciting, the players, some of these players they have. I mean, we talk about the pads. I can't wait to see Carter and Davis going against the interior of that Eagles offensive line. That'll be some fun battles to watch.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
And they do the one-on-one drills, when they match up, the Stoutland takes the lineman over to the other, field far, far away, and he puts them through the one-on-one drills. They're always fun to watch. So, we got a little taste here the first 2 days, but it's about to get even better as we go on here this week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Ed, let's talk about the cornerback position. It was one of the things that was probably talked about the most in the offseason, who's going to play where and the depth and all those things. What have you seen so far? They kind of have been rotating a lot, but what stood out to you at the cornerback position through the first 2 days of camp?
Yeah, Kelee Ringo has been, I thought, a little bit more average than I'd like to see. I don't think he has kind of built off a very good spring. I'd like to see him pick it up. Isaiah Rogers, I don't think we'll really know until the pads come on. The big knock on him was tackling. He's not the best tackler when he was in Indianapolis. He's going to have to do it here. So to me, Quinyon Mitchell's been kind of used, in different positions. He's been in the slot. He's been outside. If I was handicapping it right now, after 2 days of camp, I would say probably Quinyon Mitchell.
There we go. I'm team Q as well.
Yeah.
He throws everything at that guy. I mean, he's playing all three positions. He played dime linebacker in the spring, and he doesn't look overwhelmed at all.
Yeah, and really Fangio,
like he's a smart player. Just from what I've heard from you guys and reading the other beat reporters, seems like Quinyon's really a smart football player.
Yeah, I agree. And Fangio spoke pretty highly of him yesterday. So why not? I mean, the guy was the 22nd pick overall in the draft, the first cornerback I think off the board. Let's get him out there. Let's see what he can do. And I think we'll see that in the preseason. I was asked an interesting question about the preseason games because the Eagles only have one open practice, one joint practice this year, where in the past they've had four most years. Will we see more starters play in that first preseason game against the Ravens? And I think that's a good question, because they have so few joint practices. I think we could. And I think we'll see Quinion out there playing a lot.
You know what I don't like about that game, though, Ed, is that they're playing the Ravens in the ear. So it's not like it's a random opponent. Not that that matters that much, but they might try and keep things even closer to the vest versus that team who they're going to see later in the year versus if you just played another AFC team that you weren't going to see. So I don't know. I'm hoping they get their guys out there, but I feel like they're not.
Yeah. It's funny because when they had the joint practices with the Jets up in North Jersey, with the Jets, but the Jets have a nice facility, by the way. I love that tree at the Jets practice fields. But they played the Jets that year, I believe, in the regular season. But it was late in the regular season, and Nick made a big deal of, it's not that big of a deal because it's so late. Things will have changed. With the Ravens, I think they play them late. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think you're right, yeah.
But the difference is, the Ravens are good. They don't want to, you know, and they know they're going to be good. So,
well, you don't have to show anything. You can play your guys. You know, you
but
can play
in practice. I meant that's why they didn't have the joint practices. I think that's the reason. Because typically they have a history of joint practices with the Ravens. It would have been a perfect opportunity to do it again against a very good team, but they're playing them. I think that's why they didn't want to do it. But that has more to do with the Ravens being good. That's my conspiracy theory anyway. But one guy we don't talk about, I don't think I've mentioned him yet, Ed, and this is the first time I'm going to mention him. And nobody believes in him except the Eagles. I'm exaggerating because I believe in him. Reed Blankenship. I mean, that guy, I remember last year, we thought we were going to see this huge competition at safety, and we did, but it was opposite Reed Blankenship. He took every first-team rep. He secured that job. Everybody rotated around him. And this year, same thing. Now you have Chauncey as well, and both of those guys have been static as starters and will be starters. Why do people want Eddie Jackson, who signed with the Ravens, finally? They still want Justin Simmons because he won't make a decision. Does nobody believe in Reed Blankenship except the Philadelphia Eagles?
Ed Crow. Well, I'm not sure that nobody believes in Reed Blankenship. I think people do. I just think people don't believe in the Eagles' depth at safety. I mean, they are really, really thin at safety. Especially
you're not bringing in Justin Simmons to be a backup.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you could put Chauncey Gardner-Johnson in the slot. You know, the more good players you have on your roster, the better you're going to be. I mean, you can sort out the starting stuff or the backup stuff, however you want to do it. But I'm not opposed to bringing in more depth, and Justin Simmons is the best one out there. And then you sort it out on the field. But can never have too many good players, but you know, Reed is certainly one of them. I mean, I'm surprised that he wasn't among the first two waves of players that the Eagles make available for interviews after practice. You know, you can tell a lot by, you know, who is made available in the interviews. You know, they come out day one with the heavy hitters, Barkley, Hurts, Lane Johnson, Darius Slay, and then day two is, you know, the second wave of players. We had Goddard and, you know, Cam Jurgens, Bryce Huff.
Josh, CBS.
Terrible. Bryce Huff, you know, but Reed wasn't among that group is my point. And I'm surprised at that. I bet you he'll talk on Saturday because, you know, he's a very valuable member of the team. There's no doubt. I mean, he's the guy he led the team in tackles and interceptions last year. I don't think anybody's discounting that or nobody loves Reed Blankenship. I just think, when you look at the depth, man, their second team safeties were James Bradbury, who's never done it.
We got to talk about Bradbury.
And Tristan McCollum. They were your two second team safeties.
Well, and obviously, Sidney's going to be back at some point. And he's going to be the guy. He's going to be the third safety.
Whenever that happens, who knows? I mean, you know,
It's going to be 9 months. He's 23. Already looks like he can play. I mean, you've seen Sidney Brown. He's a tremendous athlete.
I saw him playing in a celebrity softball game in Allentown, and Devontae Smith
looks like he's 110%.
But yeah, he's taking bat. He's swinging the bat. He's running the bases. You know, he looked good.
But that injury is an injury that needs a certain time to heal, and they're going to probably be cautious and go the full 9 months. So he'll be back early in the season. So I do think it's, you know, the depth isn't great. I'm with you. Then you go down to Tristan McCollum. But James Bradberry, Bick was honest about him as well when I asked him about Bradberry, and he said, oh, and he'll play some cornerback too. Is how we risking something by keeping Bradberry around, by keep kicking this can? Obviously wants something for him.
Yeah.
But if Bick keeps seeing this guy and says he can help me, he's going to do what he wants to do. Could that create some kind of conflict?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, the question is Bradberry happy? It would be nice if he would talk to us. And, you know, we all talk about his accountability and his, you know, he's stand up.
Yeah, I think he would talk to us.
Yeah. You know, it would be nice if we got him on Saturday to find out, you know, what he's thinking about this situation. But right now he has a role. You know, he's a backup safety and a backup cornerback. Now, could that come at the expense of keeping, I don't know, an Eli Ricks? Or, you know, we've seen Eli Ricks take a lot of reps too. You know, so I don't think it'll be Ricks. And then McPherson's good on special teams, Josh Job. But listen, if you're going to have to part with somebody to keep a Bradberry, I don't think the Eagles would do that. But right now, you know, we're not even in August. I think Bradberry has a role that the Eagles are using. So, you know, we'll see, you know, what happens from here. But I think definitely Howie wants to trade him. He doesn't want to just cut him and let the vultures, you know, swarm over him and take him. He wants to get something.
And you're seeing what's happening with some cornerbacks around the league. I mean, you never want to see injuries in training camp, but it's an inevitable part of it.
Yeah,
and maybe Howie backed that in and was right. And, you know, you're already seeing some teams that might need a cornerback. Maybe they'll come in, you know, and try and pick James Bradberry up. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. Yeah. But right now I think he has a role. And you know, with this thin safety group, you know, he's getting a lot of reps. So, you know, and James is a smart guy. You know, he might
be look all right? Because Vic was – I mean, that's the one other thing. I was laughing at Vic Fangio with what he said. I'm like – boy, Howie's up here trying to parade this guy and increase his value. And Vic Fangio's like, oh, yeah, he's probably not going to be a good safety.
Yeah. Well, I think he set the expectation. He set a more realistic expectations that
everybody. Yeah, you're right. He did.
It's hard to do. And, you know, if Bradberry can do it, everybody will love the fact that he can. But if he doesn't.
I asked him that Bradberry had, and I kind of laughed at Vic shutting me down, because I was thinking when I asked the question, I'm thinking about like Hall of Fame players. I'm thinking like Rod Woodson and Charles Woodson did it. And Ronnie Lott was a corner before he turned into a safety.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about those guys, and Vic was like, well, not a lot of them are successful. And he's 100% right.
Yeah. Well, that's what Sirianni said when he said in the spring, like, hey, we're, you know, hey, a lot of guys have done it. Rod Woodson's done it.
Yeah.
Or Charles Woodson.
Yeah. And those are Hall of Famers.
So. Yeah. Bradbury's not a Hall of Famer. No, I mean, you know, come on. But, and he's been in the league. I think those guys transitioned maybe late, earlier in their careers. I mean, this is Bradbury's
way. Well, they were pretty late. But Lott was early. Lott was early. And they were later. And they kind of saved their, they kind of extended their careers because they were getting a little bit long in the tooth to play corner. And that's, you know, the hope, I guess, with Bradberry, but
It was cool to hear Fangio say how hard that transition is, because remember the guys that have come through that, you know, everybody thinks, oh, Rasul Douglas, they should move him to safety. Like it's easy. Or, you know, who was another guy? Keely Ringo is a guy. Wait, put him at safety. I mean, it's not that
easy. Well, they see somebody who's 6'2" and 205. Yeah. Hey, put him at safety.
It's not that easy. And it was good to hear Fangio kind of set the expectation on that, on how hard that transition
probably
is.
Probably not good for Howie, though. Tone it down. Oh, he's great. He's a great center fielder.
Vic's got a blank check, man. He can he's got the ultimate job security for any coach in the league, probably.
Yeah, he's and he's going to do what he wants, and that's right. A good thing.
Yes.
Like Ed Kratz, at Kratz E on X.com. Make sure you read him at SI.com/NFL/Eagles. Been doing a great job over there. You can even read me while you're reading Ed and get excited by that. So we got a ton of coverage up, ton of stories going up every day. Ed's got his overreactions. I got my observations each day when we're done practice. So all that good stuff there. And the best thing is it's free. It seems like what are we? Dave and us. Dave, I think NBC Sports Philadelphia is still free. We're free.
I think you're right. Yeah, it might be the only two that are free content out there. So, yeah, people should be taking advantage of that, no doubt. Yeah.
Take advantage.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Jacob Sports, Ed Kratz. Jacob
Sports,
free for the people.
That's right, man. Yeah, working hard for free for the people, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Ed, right, thanks for joining the show, man. Great context you brought. It's always good to talk to you guys when you guys are down there. You guys are the few people that get to watch it up close and personal. So great takeaways from you, Ed. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Great job on all the coverage. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Ed Kratz joining us on Birds 365. Great stuff. From Ed. I love talking to Ed. I love reading Ed's work. He always brings a good dynamic to the show, Johnny Mac. You guys are a good tandem, you and Ed Kratz. Good, you guys have a good little partnership there at SI. So it's always good to get Ed Kratz here. Johnny Mac, we'll take one more quick time out, and then we'll come back and we'll close out this week, man. First week of training camp is already in the books. Went by quick, so stay tuned, everybody. We'll come back and wrap up this Friday edition of Birds 365.
If you missed any of today's show on the Jacob Media Channel, listen to the podcast on your way home. Available on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.